Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like another challenging session's in prospect for local participants, with the SPY futures pointing to a loss of around 0.2% for the ASX 200 when it kicks off this morning. And this comes at the hands of what was another pretty vexing session as far as Wall Street was concerned. It was making a fist of things early on in the piece, but then later in the session, we heard from Jerome Powell, and he actually spoke in a reasonably upbeat sort of manner, really not delivering anything new compared to what he has said in recent iterations, particularly when he was testifying in front of Congress and outlining some of the risks, but then also talking about the prospects for a recovery. He's been pretty balanced in terms of assessing the pathway out of the pandemic slowdown for the US economy. But overnight, the comments were seized upon in terms of an improving situation when it came to employment, and then also the prospect of inflation as well. So that got the attention of the bond market, which has been in the throes of a fair bit of volatility in recent times, but that upswing that we've spoken so much about in recent weeks continued. And so we saw US bond yields, where a 10-year treasury note was concerned, moving back above 1.5%, and that seems to be a bit of a line in the sand for the market. So the recent high that we've seen in terms of 10-year treasury notes is around 1.6%. So moving closer to that tends to give the equity markets at least the shivers. So the other issue to consider as well is that these are not just in expectations that are driven by commentary. What we're seeing is price moves that will very definitely contribute to higher inflationary outcomes in the near term. And we see that across a range of prices, but most particularly oil prices. So they're up by around 24% in year-to-date terms. That was exacerbated last night with a more than 6% rise at one stage after OPEC and allied producers elected to maintain production levels at current output levels. So this was a little bit of a surprise. It was said that perhaps they might boost output given the fact that we've seen an improvement in prices and the prospect for a recovering global economy is looking a little bit better, but they left output unchanged, and that saw those prices spike quite significantly. So when you look at other prices, copper is up 18% in year-to-date terms, aluminium up by 10%, corn up by 12% in year-to-date terms. These sorts of increases in key inputs in industrial terms will ultimately translate to a higher inflation. So it's just a question of when rather than if. So these are the sorts of things that investors are grappling with in the meantime, when you are still seeing a lot of support coming through the commitment of either central banks or governments to support economies. So gold overnight hit a 9-month low. So that's something to keep an eye on today. The US dollar at 3-month highs was a factor weighing on gold prices. But the other thing to bear in mind is that energy stocks will likely outperform in a difficult market today. So overnight on Wall Street, Exxon and ConocoPhillips were up in the order of around 4%, and that was pretty modest compared to other price moves in the energy space. And as I said, that strength in the US dollar has weighed on the Aussie, so we're back to around 77.2 US cents.